another city. In the other ending of my brother's life, there will not be abandoned train tracks, his shoulders fitted as if in a casket between the rails. The city my brother lived in for 8 months, its sidewalks of trash and secondhand stores, will no longer be the place where, at 21, he wandered beyond street lamps for a dime bag of dope, only to be murdered by the purple force of a tire iron. In another city waits the arthritis which will haunt my brother's knees at 60. It's a cold city, where wind travels hard through the streets, and his lungs struggle from nicotine ache. Above a 24-hour dry cleaner is a small apartment where my brother, pepper gray mustache, watches television. His cigarette smoke with each slow year paints the ceiling yellow. Evening after evening he wanders this city, past a parking lot half filled with rusted cars, a motel whose few tenants shoot heroin behind locked doors. Here it is always December, my brother, one of several grim men walking the sidewalk. And because he has no money, and the drunks at the bar seldom remember his name, my brother, lost in a storm of thoughts, dials my house at a blurry hour on one of those curbside payphones that has survived well beyond its real end. Tired, I'll not consider how good it is to hear his voice, that he wants to joke about the Red Sox last place finish, his fingers grasping the metal cord tight, but will only feel bothered, pulled once again from my welcome sleep by the burden of his needs.